Wilson's Promontory. The first time I clapped eyes on you, I was in my mid-30s. I'd lived in Victoria since I was 16 and never visited your ancient and spectacular shores. And for the life of me, I can't remember why. Never even been to Inverloch, let alone Currumburra or Leongatha. Always in search of ocean, and usually in shared communal cars or on my motorbike, my trail never got far past Phillip Island. Mostly I was drawn in the other direction, towards the surf coast, Anglesey, Torquay, Lorne. I wasn't prepared for you, Wilson's Promontory. I suppose I was expecting something like the charming Mornington Peninsula. The first time I went was with my then boyfriend in his cute little burnt sienna sports car. He knew the area well and had family all over the shop in South Gippsland. We paid the visitor's fee at the gates and climbed the hills through dense bushland until a startling vista of plains, jumping with kangaroo, broke open far below us to the left. What a panorama! What a palette of colours! Purple, green, grey, brown streaked with pink, orange and charcoal, as far as the eye could see. Driving on, I was overwhelmed with that sense you get in some parts of Victoria of what the joint must have looked like before the white sails loomed on the horizon a couple of centuries back. A vast volcanic escarpment reared up ahead, and I literally gasped. It is a spiritual place, the Prom. You just know you are on sacred ground. The landscape has its eye on you, and you are dwarfed by its pristine and wild presence. On we wound for what seemed like hours, until at last a first sight of ocean brought tears to my eyes, and not just because I was in desperate need of a coffee and the loo. Rocks the size of small islands, floating in the exquisite placid blue far below, looked like my home rock, Gibraltar, where I was born. My heart was in my mouth. I felt at once alien and at home. Squeaky Beach, so called for the sound the sand makes as you walk on it. Whiskey Bay, Derby River, the beach at Tidal River, an endless river mouth where you can walk for miles before you hit the water, and when the tide is out, another mile before the water chills your thighs. Even in high summer, that water is arctic, ankle-numbing, and so clear and unpolluted it is almost invisible. Keeping sentinel high above Tidal River, lowering over us, the magnificent Mount Oberon. King of the fairies, right? I've never been much of a bushwalker. My body is designed for flotation. And definitely no camper. I need a floor. So I haven't really explored some of the many rugged and challenging delights the Prom has to offer. But on that first of many, many trips, when my knees were still in good working order, we walked all the way to the top of Mount Oberon, which unfortunately meant we had to walk all the way back down again, which was not as much fun. But we were rewarded with that view all the way to Tassie on a clear day, and it was. Kings of the world we were, above a vasty ocean that throws everything into perspective. Wilson's Promontory, you are the jewel in Victoria's parkland crown. I am drawn to your ethereal, raw and haunting spirit in an inexplicable and visceral way. They can have those diminishing apostles, beautiful as they are, but you are the place I bring overseas visitors to give them a glimpse of what all of Victoria might once have looked like, and of course to enjoy an invigorating surf. The burnt sienna is long gone, but the erstwhile boyfriend and I are regular holiday goers to the beautiful, secluded hamlets of Walkerville, Sandy Point, Fish Creek and Waratah Bay, all of whom have their undeniable charms. But above all, it's because of their proximity to you, Wilson's Promontory. Lots of love, Jane.